Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Gordon Chang being back on the show. Gordon Chang is a member of our Brain Trust, but you've seen him many times on television. He's a much sought after expert on China. He wrote the book, The Coming Collapse of China. He's an attorney, and as you have been able to tell in previous visits with us and other places, and his blog, his outstanding blog, if you had the pleasure of reading that, you know what an expert he is on China. And, of course, as you also probably know, China's in the news right now. Big time, isn't it, Gordon? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
So China is being... Of course, let's talk about the facts on the ground. The first fact, Gordon, is about, a month ago, China devalued their currency a couple of times.
Yes, they devalued their currency starting August 11th. They set the midpoint reference rate about 1.9% lower than the previous close. And although that might not sound like a lot, that certainly rocked global markets, largely because everyone had been used to a stable renminbi. And since then, the currency has depreciated. But what is interesting is that Beijing has spent now about $20 billion every trading day to defend the value of the currency. Because what the devaluation did was really rock confidence in Beijing's management of its own currency. And that has now forced it to devalue, has forced it to spend so much money to support it.
If you and I were able to listen to their conversations right now, would you think that they're now sorry that they devalued the currency, that they feel like that was a mistake now?
I think that they probably did, because everybody else in the world does. Right now, as I mentioned, at their current burn rate, they go through $1 trillion of their foreign reserves every 10 weeks, maybe 11 weeks if you count in holidays. But essentially, the Financial Times says that China will go through its entire pile of foreign exchange reserves, about $3.65 trillion, within a year. And I think that could actually happen earlier than that, because we know that in crises, burn rates jump up very fast.
Boy, small business owners know all about that. So, what are the implications for that? Let's say that we're a year hence, and what you just said has come to pass. What are the implications for that?
Well, first of all, I don't think Beijing will let the market deplete their foreign exchange reserves down to zero. Essentially, what's going to happen will be, at some point, Beijing will have to stop foreign exchange trading, maybe close down payments, do a number of things to slow this. And this is, again, going to rock confidence, because people don't expect it. People understand that there are troubles in China, but I don't think they understand the magnitude of the troubles, and I don't think that they understand the lengths to which Beijing will go to save itself. So we can have another series of very volatile stock market drops, as we've seen over the last couple of weeks, where we could see, you know, for instance, the Dow drop 1,000 points at the opening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we could go money. You know, Gordon... For a long time now, I've been been talking to you and other China experts that I know who are on the show. It's the thing that I keep getting is that the Chinese financial system is very immature, and it seems like that's been made more evident in the last month. What do you think?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. The financial system cannot withstand the shocks that it has been receiving, and therefore they can't really open up their currency, because the Chinese renminbi is not convertible on the capital account. They've been saying that many times that they're going to make it so convertible, but I don't think that they can do that, because that would lead to problems in the banking system, problems in the stock market. They're in no condition to open up their economy. And without opening up their economy, I think they're going to be in trouble. So they're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing I want to talk about in the next segment, what I'm calling China's Sophie's Choice. The big issue right now, though, is that this, for Americans, especially small businesses, this issue is upsetting Wall Street to the point where it's starting to get to the close to the point where it's going to start impacting the local Main Street economy, and that's what we're worried about.
Absolutely, largely because we don't understand China's role in the global economy. If we did, all these problems in China wouldn't have such effects on global equity, commodity, and currency markets. But unfortunately,
Gordon, hold on to that thought because I really want you to expand on that. We come back after these messages. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Gordon after these messages.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions, from recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.